Teacher applicant pools on the Central Coast are getting smaller, and the trend is reflective of a larger statewide and nationwide teacher shortage, according to the superintendent of schools for San Luis Obispo County, James Brescia.
The Cal State system in 2000 issued around 77,000 teaching credentials. Last year, they issued just over 15,000. So the pipeline has decreased.
Brescia says he thinks some contributing factors to the shortage include baby boomers leaving the industry, high cost of living, and the recession. And many of those teachers simply didn't return to the profession once the economy recovered. South Monterey County Joint Union High School District Superintendent Daniel Moreo says he thinks the recession deterred people from pursuing teaching. Moreo says he's expecting to have 10 to 12 vacancies for next year.
There is such a dramatic shortage of individuals with credentials, and particularly at the high school level where you have to have teachers with the credential in the content area of, for which they teach. So it makes our task even a little more challenging.
Moreo says there have always been certain subjects that are difficult to find teachers for, but he's seeing that difficulty spread into other subjects as well.
In the areas of math and science, it's always been difficult, but it's even more difficult now. And interestingly, an area we've used to be able to find teachers rather quickly is in the area of teaching English, the last 2 years we have found that we've really had to search far and wide to find a teacher in that content area as well.
So schools bring in intern teachers who don't have credentials yet. Moreo says this can sometimes create extra work in the district in terms of mentoring the teachers, but he says the school district will need to increasingly take on that responsibility.
We're doing everything we can to get qualified people to stand in front of their students.
But the situation varies between locations. According to data from job website edjoin.org, as of Friday, December 16th, Santa Barbara has 44 vacant teaching positions, San Luis Obispo has 77, and Monterey County has 138 vacant. While the California County average stands at 117 vacancies, Monterey County Office of Education spokesperson Jessica Hull says the larger vacancy count there is likely related to its number of districts.
Monterey County has 24 districts within its county, so within those 24 districts, there would be a number of vacancies, most of them being in the Monterey Peninsula Unified and Salinas area districts, which have much higher population.
To combat difficulties with the high cost of living, some schools like San Luis Coastal Unified School District are hiring teachers within the county.
No. Sorry about that.
What education officials like the district's director of personnel, Kristen Newland, calls growing their own.
We draw a lot from our own county. People who are already living here, maybe they grew up here, or they are already at Cal Poly experiencing the high cost of living, so they are aware of it. We do get applicants a lot from the Valley. You know, and when they come over here and see the cost of living, that's when many of them say, I just can't afford to come over here.
Some schools are offering incentives like tuition reimbursement for teachers willing to pursue difficult to fill positions in areas like special education or the sciences. And in Monterey County, Hull says they're even going overseas to fill vacancies in special education.
The county office is in desperate need of special education and alternative education teachers, so much so that we have set up a recruitment trip to the Philippines next month in January of 2017, where we are specifically going to look for special education and alternative education teachers.
Hull says they also offer support programs for new teachers moving into hard-to-fill positions in the district. Dylan Ring, KCBX News.